The culmination, meaning through suffering. You've walked through 12 days of deep reflection. 12 days of facing yourself, your patterns, your leadership, your humanity. You've explored your crucibles. The moments that shaped you. You've seen your lone wolf tendencies. And what it takes to step back into connection. You've examined the illusions of leadership. The hidden stories about control, trust, resilience, and conflict. And you've begun to name your default future. The autopilot trajectory that only changes when you declare something new. This journey has been about honesty. It has been about choice. And it has been about courage. To look at what is uncomfortable. To disrupt what no longer serves you. And to open yourself to the leader you are called to become. But there is one final step. And it may be the hardest. Because even when we face our patterns, even when we name our default future, even when we begin to practice new habits, life will bring suffering, unexpected setbacks, loss, disappointment, moments we cannot control, moments we would never choose. And it is in those moments that leadership is truly revealed. Viktor Frankl, survivor of Auschwitz, taught us this. When suffering cannot be avoided, we still retain the ultimate freedom to choose how we respond. And, in that choice, we find meaning, meaning through suffering, purpose born from pain, leadership forged not in comfort, but in courage. Now I want you to reflect, think about some of the suffering you have experienced, personally or in leadership. How did those moments shape you? How, in some ways, did they make you stronger? And then go deeper. What wounds remain? What are the invisible scars you carry, even today? How do those unseen wounds influence the way you lead, the way you trust, the way you hold power? At the highest levels of leadership, suffering is unavoidable. And whether it comes from past experiences or current challenges, how you carry it matters. Are you carrying it as baggage that weighs you down, or as wisdom that strengthens your presence? Are you aware of how your wounds show up in your leadership? Or are they leading you from the shadows, outside of your awareness? To lead with authenticity at the highest level, you must learn to see your suffering clearly, to challenge it, to name it, to choose the meaning you will give it. Because if you don't choose the meaning, your suffering will choose it for you. So as you move into this final reflection, bring with you not just the lessons of the past 12 days, but the deepest parts of yourself, the strong and the scarred, the victories and the wounds. And remember, this is not the end. This is the beginning of a deeper conversation. Bring your discoveries, your insights, your questions into coaching with me. That is where we will unpack them. That is where we will dive deeper. That is where your transformation takes root. So breathe, settle in, and listen.